From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nika Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo observed Pertamina Modular Hospitals in Tanjung Duren, Jakarta, which would begin its operation on Friday. Escorted by Antara the President at the Modular Hospital Tanjung Duren on Friday, that expressed his gratitude to the SOE Minister to Pertamina, who prepared the Pertamina Modular Hospital with the capacity of 305 beds, complete with ICU and NICU, even a special ICU for kids, babies, and moms, so they can provide healthcare services to moms and kids. The Ministry of Social Affairs has said it will distribute sewing machine to Papua residents to support their economic empowerment ahead of the 20th National Games in October. As reported by Antara, Social Minister Tri Risma Hari Ini informed in a press release on Friday that the government will teach Papuan children skills to sew t-shirts and souvenirs that can be displayed at the 20th National Games in October 2021. The minister will bring several sewing machines to Papua. The ministry received the aid package of 100 units of sewing machines on Friday. The aid would be used to enhance Papuan productive activities. She believes the aid of the sewing machine is very useful, especially during the pandemic. The Ministry of Village Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration is hoping for a revival of the tourist village once the COVID-19 pandemic is over to support the people's economy. As reported by Antara, the Ministry's Director General of Villages Development, Sugito, in a written statement received on Friday, explained that the government has hope for the pandemic to be over soon and tourism becoming one of the primary sectors to support economic activities so that the nation's economy and the peoples can recover. Sugito further said the development of tourist villages has several benefits, among which are increasing the quality of life for the village inhabitants and preservation of culture due to job creation. The Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Ministry has said that environmentally friendly business practices are an absolute requirement for obtaining capital from the Marine and Fishery Business Capital Management Agency, or LPMUKP. If the equipment or activities are not environmentally friendly or violate the regulation, they will not provide loan to the business actors. It was said by Director of LPMUKP, Sharif Syahrial, in a press release issued on Friday, escorted by Antara. He informed that the loans aims to support the promotion of zero waste in a blue economy development. Let's move on to the international news. The White House on Friday said that U.S. President Joe Biden picked two major fundraisers for his campaign for office as his ambassador to Switzerland and Argentina. Biden chose Scott Miller, an LGBTQ activist and philanthropist, for the top U.S. diplomatic role in Switzerland, as well as Liechtenstein. Switzerland has often served as an intermediary between the United States and Iran, which are deeply at odds over issues including sanctions and talks to revive a nuclear deal. Switzerland also played host to Biden's June 16 summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Biden also selected Mark Stanley, a Dallas-based civil trial lawyer who helped organize attorneys in support of Biden's presidential campaign, as ambassador to Argentina. According to an excerpt of confidential United Nations report seen by Reuters on Friday, North Korea continued developing its nuclear and ballistic missiles programs during the first half of 2021 in violation of international sanctions and despite the country's worsening economic situation. The report by a panel of independent sanction monitors to the UN Security Council North Korea Sanction Committee said Pyongyang continued to seek material and technology for these programs overseas. Despite the country's focus on its worsening economic troubles, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea continued to maintain and develop its nuclear and ballistic missiles programs. North Korea is formally known as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. North Korea's mission to the United Nations in New York did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the UN report. The U.S. Military Central Command has announced the result of its forensic investigation into last week's fatal drone attack on a merchant tanker off Oman. As quoted by BBC.com, it says explosive experts concluded that the unmanned aerial vehicle, or UAV, was produced in Iran. The evidence has been shared with explosive experts in Britain and Israel, who concurred with the findings. The attack on the Israeli-operated MT Mercer Street killed two people, a British security guard, Adrian Underwood, and the ship's Romanian captain lost their lives as the ship sailed past the Omani island of Masirah. Britain, the US, Israel, and Romania were quick to blame Iran, which has denied any involvement. That was the news. First news comes from Pontianak, West Kalimantan. The transaction value of the durian fruit auction at the North Kayong Regency Harvest Festival in West Kalimantan on Sunday amounted to 42 million rupiah. The festival was held online by the local government. The auction result was directly given to farmers to provide stimulant amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Head of the Youth, Sport and Tourism Office of North Kayong, Tas Firani, said that the harvest festival during the durian season in North Kayong is expected to increase people's income amid the weakening economy due to the impact of the ongoing pandemic. Next news comes from Badung, Bali. The Nusa Dua tourism area in Bali has begun to implement the use of Peduli Lindung application to improve security and comfort for visitors and tourists who come, stay, and have activities in the area. The use of the application is an implementation of the COVID-19 Peduli Lindung digital tracing program at tourism location launched by the Ministry of Health, the Bali Provincial Government, Indonesia Tourism Development Corporation, Bali Tourism Board (BTB), and Gabungan Industri Pariwisata Indonesia, GP Bali. Managing Director of the Nusa Dua, I Gusti Ngurah Ardite in Badung, Regency Bali, last Wednesday said that 15 hotels, 6 facilities, Peninsula Island, as well as the Indonesia Tourism Development Corporation Office in the Nusa Dua area have already a QR code for the Peduli Lindung application, which is installed at the entrance of each area. He also stated that the use of the QR code will make it easier for visitors to know the capacity and availability of places at the locations visited. last news comes from Gorontalo. Rapid test antigen checkpoint and COVID-19 vaccination service are open at every traditional market in Gorontalo City, North Sulawesi. The establishment of the post was carried out after Governor of Gorontalo Rusli Habibie found some market condition that had not applied the health protocols. He even openly asked Mayor of Gorontalo Martin Taha to act more decisively in the condition of the COVID-19 pandemic. The governor's insistence was finally met by the Gorontalo City government by opening a command post. On Wednesday, Deputy Governor of Gorontalo Idris Rahim along with Mayor Martin Taha directly observed the implementation of health protocols at traditional markets in Sipatana District. Mayor Martin Taha hopes that through integrated control carried out in every traditional market, the community will be educated so that the implementation of the health protocols will be familiar with the community.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
I start today's history with the event of 7th of August 1933 about massacre in Simili. The Iraqi Royal Army began the massacre of the Assyrians in Simili, north of the Iraqi Kingdom. The massacre lasted until 11th of August 1933 that killed 5,000 to 6,000 Assyrians. The massacre is later known as the Simili Massacre. Next event is that 7th of August 1982, USA, Lebanon, and PLO signed an agreement. The United States, Lebanon, and the Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, signed an agreement on August 7, 1982, about the withdrawal of PLO troops from Beirut, the capital of Lebanon. The agreement was carried out because of Zionist Army huge attack to Lebanon since July 1982. It aimed at driving out PLO troops from Lebanon. Although the Zionist army had modern military equipment, the PLO army successfully resisted the Zionist army for 80 days. Finally, PLO's chairperson Yasser Arafat was willing to pull 12,000 troops out of Lebanon and then it based in 8 other Arab countries. Last event is 7th of August 1998, U.S. Embassy bombing. The United States embassies in two cities of East Africa were targeted of bomb attacks on August 7, 1998. One explosion occurred in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, and another one in Nairobi, Kenya, that killed more than 200 people. The attacks were attributed to local members of Egyptian Islamic Jihad that brought Osama bin Laden, Ayman al-Zawahiri, and their terrorist organization Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda became the U.S. public's attention for the first time and made the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, place bin Laden on its most wanted list. Abdullah Muhammad and Abdullah Ahmed Abdullah were deemed as the mastermind behind the bombings. And listener, that is today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你。 Ite khou chau, pau huo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Tune to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz. and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Industry continues to encourage the development of the domestic game industry so that it can be more competitive in the global arena. This is pursued through a good industrial ecosystem by strengthening the value chain and optimizing the potential that exists in the country. This was revealed by Director General of Metal, Machinery, Transportation Equipment and Electronics of the Ministry of Industry, Taufik Bawazir, revealed at the Bangga Game Buatan Indonesia or Proud of Game Made in Indonesia webinar on Tuesday. Taufik Bawazir added that various efforts have been made to strengthen the value chain in the content industry, involving several supporting sectors, including the comics, animation, films, game, music, and toy industries. The Ministry of Industry is also proactive on coordinating with relevant ministries, state-owned enterprises, and the private sectors. He also said that in building a good content industry ecosystem, collaboration and interaction among sectors is needed. Intellectual property or IP-based industries can collaborate with each other in product and IP development with investment support from both the government and the private sector. Taufik Bawazir is optimistic that with the formation of a good content industry ecosystem, the game industry as one of the supporting components in it will also grow and develop well. Taufik Bawazir mentioned several potentials owned by Indonesia by cited data compiled by Newzoo from 2016 to 2019. Revenue or net profit of the game industry in Indonesia continues to experience a significant increase. In 2019, Indonesia earned $1.84 billion in revenue from the game and esport industries. According to Taufik Bawazir, with this achievement, Indonesia is currently the largest game industry market in Southeast Asia and is ranked 17 in the world. There are also 52 million gamers in Indonesia. According to Taufik Bawazir, with such a huge market potential in Indonesia, the Ministry of Industry encourages domestic game developers to optimize the opportunities that exist today. In 2020, only 0.4% of the Indonesian game market was controlled by the local industry. This means that there is still a high chance of doing business for domestic game developers.
Jangan pikir kau tak sempurna, buat ku tinggalkanmu. Karena ku tak putus sempurna, yang ku butuh kamu. Takkan ku lelah, yakinkan hatimu.
Global Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, there are indeed many traditional foods in Indonesia that have unique names. One of them is a market snack whose delicacy keeps on existing until now, namely gemblong cake. No one knows the origin of the name gemblong. Gemblong is one type of traditional food which is included in the market snack group. It is made from white glutinous rice flour which is kneaded until smooth and it is shaped like a ball. Then the dough is shaped round and fried. After it is cold, it's coated with palm sugar. People of Java, Sunda, and Betawi have long been familiar with this type of food. However, it is not clear where gemblong cake comes from. The naming of the gemblong cake itself is still unknown from where it originates. Some people argue that the name gemblong is taken because of its round and oval shape. Besides white glutinous rice flour, the basic ingredients of gemblong consist of starch, young coconut, coconut milk, margarine, and salt. After being kneaded until smooth and shaped like a ball, the dough is fried in hot oil until evenly cooked. To make it more delicious, gemblong is usually coated with palm sugar or heated granulated sugar. As a result, this gemblong will be tasted crispy outside and soft inside. Gemblong, which has a sweet and slightly chewy taste, makes it a delicious snack and is appropriate for drinking coffee or tea. The price of one gemblong is around 2,000 rupiah. For you who are culinary fans, if you are visiting Indonesia, please try this gemblong. Because apart from the traditional market, gemblong is also available in cake shops. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Bibir ini tak berkata bukan.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Listener, the world's attention, including the Indonesian people, is currently being shifted by the popularity of digital currencies with a decentralized system globally, especially cryptocurrency. In response to this phenomenon, Bank Indonesia BI, as the central bank, has leaked a plan to present a digital currency which is expected to stem the existence of cryptocurrency, which has been known as payment and investment instruments issued by some institutions other than BI. ¶¶ Perry Warjio in the CNBC Indonesia Economy Outlook 2021 discussion held last February revealed that BI is in the process of preparing to issue digital rupiah or central bank digital currency. In this case, Indonesia is not the only one that is working on a digital currency in each country. So this digital currency is better known as the Central Bank Digital Currency, CBDC. Of course, the CBDC concept is different from digital payment instruments with crypto asset types, both in terms of issuance, supervision, and the transaction system that occurs. Governor Perry Warjio also remarked that digital rupiahs from BI would later be issued and circulated through banks and fintech on a wholesale and retail basis. That the presence of the digital rupiah is still in the planning stage, as well as very thorough discussions and preparation processes. In addition, BI also ensures that this plan is an agreement with central banks around the world that want to present CBDC as a legitimate digital asset to minimize risk, and it has been discussed even since the emergence of cryptocurrency issued by other institutions outside the central bank. And listener, that's Miss Eleni for today. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, de getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
tak bersalah, tak jelas maumu, sekarang terserah. Satu yang ku tahu, kau buat kecewa. Apa kau tak sesali itu? Walau rindu, ada benci, terlalu sering aku mengalah. Masalahnya, oh yang tersisa hanya sunyi kata.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Bunga Anggrek to be sung by Safitri. This song was composed by a talented Indonesian composer, Ismail Marzuki. The song Bunga Anggrek, which is in English means orchid, tells about the sadness of someone who is loved by her lover after making a promise of life and death. Orchid flowers that began to bloom always reminded her of her lover, because when that was time, the promise was expressed. Listener, here is Safitri with a keroncong song entitled Bunga Anggrek. Enjoy!
Waktu kita berkumpul.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru, anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانج جنشوي بيتاي كوجو يفانشي سينسين قوانجوان بيندو فييان دا چوانبو ودا كوجو باوهوني يدا كوجو باوهو.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragen van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.